Have you ever heard of a hay rick or haystack?
No. Oh, and I've heard of people speak of a haystack, but I've never seen one. Don't know what one is. Haystack, yes, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of a building for storing corn?
Mm-mm.
Such as a corn crib or corn house?
No. We never did have all that kind of corn to store. I guess any corn Mama had. Now, my grandmother used to have a garden. She'd plant a garden with corn and pumpkins and snap beans and things like that. But, of course, she'd go out there and pick them and cook them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'd pick them and cook them. She wouldn't have them stacked up.
What about a granary or granary? Have you ever heard of that?
Granary?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a place, I imagine, where they keep grain.
Uh-huh.
Well, I imagine that's what it is, where they keep grain. For the cows, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We had a cow at one time, but we bought everything from down here at Wild Brothers. Wild Brothers had a big grocery store, and they'd sell a big sack of grain or feed for the cow, and we'd buy it that way, but we never did have nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. The place on a farm, the place where you could turn the animals out to graze, they call that the...
Turn them out to graze? Out in the pasture?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around, you'd call that the...
Pen.
Okay. What about a place for keeping pigs?
Hog pen, I guess, a pig pen. And I imagine it sure would stink. My mother, she raised a big old hog one time. And, oh, they make such a mess, such a slop. But he was a great big old fat rascal, but she finally had him killed.
Uh-huh.
Hog pen.
What about chickens? Did y'all ever have chickens?
Yes, I raised chickens with my marriage and with this husband, but not out here, but up on Street. I had part of my backyard fenced in, and the chickens stayed in the back and in the hen house. And the hen house at nights, way in the night, they'd wake me up, the chickens would flying out of the hen house where the possums would be after them.
Mm.
Yeah. And they'd eat them, they'd kill them. They'd kill those chickens and suck the blood out of them.
Mm.
Next morning you'd find them dead, but you see, those chickens knew those possums. And I'd leave the door open, and they'd be up on their roost. And they'd fly out of that chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, a lot of times, my husband got out there with his gun and kill them. Kill old possums.
Mm-hmm.
And if he'd catch them by the tail, he'd get a stick and lay across his neck and pull his tail, and that would break his neck. And people would eat those possums. I heard of them eating those possums.
How did they taste?
I don't know, honey. I couldn't tell you because I couldn't eat one of them. The more I'd chew them, the bigger it'd get. You know, possum. I don't eat that kind of mess, possums. And armadillos. I knew a man would eat armadillos and possums. And what else? I do know I had a neighbor who had minks.
Mm-hmm.
And those minks, he had those minks tinned up in a small pen. He was the son of Mrs. Phil Scott, and he was living in a little apartment of hers in the rear. He and his family were, and way in the night you'd hear them chickens, and it would be that old mink after him. And they'd kill him and eat him. And I think he had